This is Passport to Texas. Goliad State Park, an historic site, was the first park to host an inland paddling trail. The trail meanders along the San Antonio River.
It's about 6.1 miles of beautiful, pristine river. The site here in our park is the takeout site. The other developed areas to get on the paddling trail are north of our park. So once you get to the park, people have to get off the river unless they want to continue to float with no easy access to get off.
Brenda Justice is park superintendent. Next week, the Parks and Wildlife TV series on PBS features the trail and the folks who love it, including Charles Clapsaddle.
The 6.5 mile current trail I can make in an hour and a half. Most people take a little over 2 hours. And we will go pretty close to downtown Goliad, a couple blocks from the courthouse, and you wouldn't know you were near a town. You hear crickets and cicadas and birds, but nothing that sounds like humans. It's a nice, friendly river.
Even people new to paddling will enjoy the Goliad Trail.
It's a coastal stream, so it has muddy banks. You usually see a lot of wildlife. It's good for families. You don't have to be a skilled canoeist or a kayaker in order to enjoy the river. Right now, we're just drifting. We're floating on the current.
Get a sense of the Goliad Paddling Trail's serene beauty next week on the Parks and Wildlife TV series on PBS. Check your local listings. That's our show for Texas Parks and Wildlife. I'm Cecilia Nasty.